Hey guys, welcome back. I know you're glad to hear my voice, man. This is the Sip and Chat podcast.
We hate your voice.
No, you don't. Hate my voice, but love these calves. You know, that's what this podcast is sponsored by today. These goddamn calves. not the basketball team, by the way. Talking about these calf muscles, baby. You hear that?
Nobody cares about that.
What? You hear the blood flowing through them things. Yo, boop, 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 boop. Let me stop fucking with you. All right, guys. Yeah, you thought I forgot, man. But nah, guys, welcome back, man. We appreciate you if you're still listening yet again, man. As always, let's get this intro out the way, man. Spread the word. You know where to find us. At us. I was about to say, ask them a chat. Well, you can find out if you hashtag that on Instagram. Also, the page is on Instagram.
Or Google it.
Oh, yeah. You find everything. I think the YouTube page pops up a little bit, even though we're not super active on that. But you'll find it elsewhere. Like, you'll find it where it's available. It's on Stitcher, iTunes, obviously, Google Play Music, and SoundCloud. So, my bad.
That's where you can tune in.
Yeah. I didn't want to burp into the mic. So, yeah, that's where you can tune in. Also, don't forget the email at which is sipandchatpodcast@yahoo.com. And, yeah, man, send us all your thoughts, questions, you know, concerns, you know. We'll, we'll read the email on the podcast, man. So, yeah, man, let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Why are you always gonna sing something?
Try to uplift people, man.
Like, shut it.
You don't just, speaking of that, you don't just sing randomly around the house?
Yeah, around my house.
I've been mad to ask you that. Sometimes I'd be walking around the house and I'd just be saying random shit, random sounds.
Yeah, like, I do the same thing.
I'm like, something wrong?
Especially when I'm alone.
Yeah, what was that supposed to mean, Jackie? I can't.
That's right.
Oh, you're an ass.
Hashtag forever alone.
Hey, the podcast, guys. I'm going to the corner and cry, yo. But now, man, I forgot to tell you. I was like, yo, I just walking out, just like, random shit.
I don't know. What the fuck is that, my guy?
Well, not necessarily screaming, but I just be walking around just making random noises and shit like that. I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong?
I do catch myself, however, reciting like lines from movies and shit like that.
What's your favorite movie to recite?
Oh, God. Obviously, the famous Scarface.
Oh, what's the word?
True story. My mom was doing laundry downstairs one day.
Yeah.
And I came down from my room. So, I come down, and there's nobody in the room. But I hear music playing. So, I was like, oh, shit. Who the fuck could this be? What's going on? So all of a sudden, I hear my mom in the basement, and I go up to the basement stairs, and I say hello to my little friend, right?
Oh, my God. I would have turned around like, what the fuck?
She was like, the fuck are you talking about? I said, oh, sorry, mom.
You did double guns, little finger
guns?
Yeah,
I did the guns.
Oh, God. I thought she looked at me like fucking crazy.
Yeah, she was like, oh, my God. You scared me.
I would have turned around and smacked the shit out of you. Yeah. Whatever was in my hand, just turned around swinging. What? Oh, my fault.
She does frequently throw things at me when I do things like that.
So. Pretty sure you deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna say I don't.
See?
But anyways.
Yeah. All right, man. I wanna. This is one headline. I wanna get into a headline real quick. Do you have anything you wanna start off with? Or?
I did see something online, but I can't remember what it was. But anyways, go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
Right. No, it's just one headline I had. I don't know if you heard about this Uber driver. He gave himself a. I think it was like $100 tip.
Right.
Yeah, he gave himself $100 tip.
You can do that.
Here's the funny part: like, it was a couple, and I think the Uber ride was like, I think it was like $54 and like something cents or whatever. So for some reason, they said at the end of the ride, the Uber driver asked them for the phone, and they didn't know what it was for exactly. So they handed him the phone. He did something, and he handed it back to them. So. All of a sudden, she said, like, I think they get to the destination. She's checking, you know, later on. She gets the receipt. And there's, like, $100 tip. So, I think they're saying, like, yo, the Uber driver literally took the phone from us, dropped us off, gave himself $100 tip, but didn't tell him.
Right.
So, I was like, bro, if an Uber driver ever did that shit to me, bro, I am hunting you down, sir.
No, why am I giving you my phone?
Yeah, I never understood.
I'm leaving. Bye. I'm at
the
destination.
Yeah, I never understood that.
I mean, he just took it back.
And he gave himself 5 stars, too, so...
Well, you know, you gotta get the stars up.
Like, you can give yourself a 5 stars, but dude, don't put no $100 or at least ask to get, you know, most Uber drivers do that. They ask, like, hey, do you mind giving me, like, you know.
I've never taken an Uber and then say, can you give me 5 stars?
Yeah?
Never.
It happened to me before.
It would. Enough said.
The dude was like, hey, you might, you know, just give me 5 stars.
I mean,
stars.
I've always give them 5 stars because I don't give them a tip sometimes.
Yeah. But, I don't remember when I started tipping an Uber driver, to be honest with you.
The last time I think I took like cash was when we went to Miami.
Really?
Yeah.
Tipping cash? They wasn't doing the tipping system yet, or?
No, they were, but I took some cash. He was nice.
I was about to say, nah, we took too many Ubers. I can't remember.
I I'm surprised I remember that one, though.
I know.
Well, I guess because I took cash.
I know before they did the whole tipping thing, I remember, like, some Uber drivers, they would have, like, a little thing in their car for, like, tips. Well, what the hell?
I would take something out and put it back in.
Really?
Like, ooh.
Oh, I thought you did that.
No.
I was about to say,
you never done that, though?
No. Not of an Uber driver. No,
but, like, in general. Like, you never seen, like, a tip box and you take from there and then just put it back in?
No. Oh, take it in and drop it back in?
Yeah.
Acting like you
tipped. Make it like you tipped it, yeah.
Nah.
Does anybody else do that? Because
it might be the ass, you know, that helps you sleep at night?
I work at night. Enough said.
That's hilarious. But no, I think they rescinded the credit back or whatever.
Yo, I would hope so. I gotta say Uber though.
And they took the driver off the app too, so.
Well, I gotta say Uber though, they're extremely well with their customer service.
Okay.
Like the minute you like call to complain, it's like, oh no, we're gonna help you out right now.
No, you're right though, you're right. So I think the last time I think when I was still at ABB. Oh shit. Sorry guys. When I was at ABB and the dude missed my exit and it made it longer, I told him about it, yeah man, so I was charged more because the driver, you know.
Yeah, that's the same thing happened to me.
I think they gave me like $5 back or whatever. I'm like, cool man. Yeah, they like they answer you within the hour,
yeah,
I think,
like,
yeah.
Super fast, so
I give him that. But yeah, my Uber definitely went up though, man, especially with this heat. I'd be mad lazy to walk to the train station from work. I'm like, nah, man, you doing them too lazy. Calling that Uber. See, it's like $13. Hell yeah. If it's like $15, $16, I was like, never mind, I'll take the walk to the train station. Yeah. But all right, man. So that was it for headlines. You sure you ain't got nothing, Jack, before we hop into the cliffhanger question?
Yeah.
All right. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You sure? One last time, not joking. All right, man. So, if you guys remember, we're gonna head and jump into the cliffhanger question, and from the previous episode. So, what was it, Jackie? See if you remember.
Why do men? I do remember.
You say it like that.
Why do stressed. Men have a hard time eating lollipops or ice pops?
Yeah. All right, there it is, guys. We're gonna get into that. Well, I don't know. It's just it looks funny, man. Like it looks weird.
Why?
Well, what honestly, when I eat when I eat popsicles or lollipops, I just if it's like a popsicle, I just bite it off. I don't sit there and lick it or suck it. You see,
my guy, you biting it does not like no.
Nah, yeah, just bite the tip off, man.
That's what you're doing.
You gotta start with the tip, man. But nah, man, like, yeah, normally you see like a little kid who'll sit there.
So basically, what you're saying is you guys think you look super non masculine eating a popsicle or a lollipop.
I don't even think about that, but it's just like, look, man, it's just it looks funny, man. It looks you're not gonna see
so
me at
what do you think?
All right, so picture me right now, picture me at the park, Jackie, and you see me sitting there with a popsicle just sucking on a fucking popsicle.
But like, who is sucking a popsicle like if they were sucking a penis? Who's doing that?
That's how you're supposed to.
Absolutely not. You just leave it in your mouth. Oh my.
You see? It sounds funny regardless how you see it.
You just put it in your mouth.
And let it melt.
Just put it in your mouth and just like.
Cause you fuck. Still.
It's like, okay. I don't get it. Like,
see?
Just put it in your mouth.
Oh, shit. Put it in your mouth. That's a throwback, man. But nah, it's just... Like I said, again, you're going to see a grown dude just... Imagine me sitting
I have seen a grown dude.
Licking it, dude.
No, they just leave it in their mouth.
That's... Hanging? Like...
Well, never a popsicle. But
lollipop. The lollipop, yes. The lollipop, normally when I have it, I'll just keep it in there. If I'm sitting at the table right now, I'll just have it in there. boom, just like that, and
you suck on it.
Suck it like a nipple, yes. And then
I never said anything. All I just say, you suck on it. You put it in your mouth and you leave it.
That's
there.
That's how it is. Yes. I put it in my mouth. It's there, and I leave it.
Because
and when I take it, even now, I still have to. I don't ever take it out of my mouth like pop, make it pop. Like no.
You don't make a pop.
No. Fucking hate Jackie, man.
But his calves make it pop though.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about those.
Yes, they do. Stop that. You didn't see the hashtag on Instagram? Sean's calves.
No.
Nah, I look it up.
Definitely not trending.
But nah, man. Like, yeah. Even when, again, when I take it out of my mouth, I just take it out like that. Like again, I don't make it.
Do you open your mouth, take it out, or you just like?
None. You know, I don't. After a while, like honestly, I don't even soak in the pot for that long. I literally just open it up and like literally like 2 minutes later, I just crush it and I just chew the gum in it.
Wow.
What?
I'm just saying, wow.
Society for you, man.
I guess so.
I just don't, man. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I pop, the blind pop, I'll suck it for a few seconds and then literally just crush it right away.
You'll do what?
I'll suck on it like a nipple.
Nobody's. I just didn't hear what you said because you kind of slurred it. That's why That's why I just asked you to say it again.
Sure you did. But nah, man. Yeah. But again, like you said, I don't really. I'm not even a fan of popsicle sticks, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just lollipops and lollipops, I'll just crush within a few seconds. Because it just looks weird, man.
It looks weird having something in your mouth?
A fucking popsicle stick, yeah.
It's a stick. It's like having a toothpick.
No, toothpick completely different. Toothpick, you look cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a little toothpick flipping a quarter.
No, you really don't.
Looking like a scammer? I don't know. But nah, man, you can have a toothpick in your mouth, like, that's fine. But I'm not going to be out there just sucking on a lollipop and whatchamacallit, popsicle stick.
Do you do it at home? Like,
no.
In the privacy of your own room?
If I have popsicle stick, I still will bite it. Like, I still bite it in pieces.
I feel like in private, guys actually, like, you know, they enjoy the popsicle more.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, most guys probably can't, because you probably in your own house, you probably don't care, you're watching TV or whatever, you're probably just eating the popsicle stick, but no matter what, for me, I just always just bite off the popsicle stick.
So when you bite it, you don't suck on the popsicle.
No.
You just bite throughout.
I literally just bite it and, like, I chew it. Wow. I don't suck on it. I don't know why, I just don't.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know.
But I feel like, next time I see Jack, like,
there's two people in this world you can't trust.
What?
And that's the person that does not suck on a popsicle and who bites it.
I've never seen you do that before. That's dope.
We're fucked.
Nah, it's still going. Yeah. I just never seen it like that.
You can't trust those people. People who bite popsicles. Mm. And people who serve milk before the cereal.
That them. I don't do. I put my cereal before my milk.
You can't trust those people.
1 second.
Look at you dripping. And I ain't talking about jewelry.
God damn it, Jake. Why are you playing me for? You could have just let them think I'm dripping, man. But nah, I definitely put my syrup before my milk, and
so do I.
I'm
trustworthy.
Me too.
I don't know about the popsicle.
And popsicle is better when you break it off. You get to chew the ice, and you get to, you know, you get to suck in the sugar. Why is milk? You know what? Never mind. This is.
So he's sucking on sugar.
It's better when you crush it. That's how it is, because it's like, it's technically ice and sugar, right?
I guess. Never
helped
you sleep at night, buddy.
Push this away from my hand. But, yeah, man. What do you do, Jaggy?
I suck on it.
Why you say that with emphasis?
Yeah.
Same thing with the lollipop. You pop it out, or you just... In the confines of your home, like, you just...
No, I do whatever. I don't give a shit. I'm comfortable with what I do.
Yeah. See, you're a female. Nobody cares. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't...
Doesn't matter.
Whoever has their mind in the gutter, I don't do that. So,
no, it's not even about that. It's just people look at it different. Once a girl, like, oh, it's a girl sucking the lollipop.
Yeah, but every guy that looks at the girl sucking the lollipop, they think, oh, wow, she's that. What that mouth do?
Not really.
My mouth speaks.
Jackie, you stupid. I mean, not every guy. I mean, we do it a lot, though. I ain't gonna lie, but.
I think, yeah, everyone does. And you joke around.
But.
It's like, I should eat that ice pop.
But yeah, if you out here deep throwing a fucking icicle, you expect me not to think some shit.
Whoever the fuck is doing that? God bless you. God bless your soul, honey. No.
The freaking cucumber challenge and shit, man.
Oh, that is ridiculous. I have. don't see nobody put two in their mouth.
I haven't seen that one.
They didn't add her, though.
They didn't add... Did somebody did that?
No. Wait, didn't add her or did put two in their mouth?
Put two in them, two cucumbers.
Yeah, or maybe it was bananas.
Might have been bananas. The cucumbers are freaking
not sure. Thick. Not all the time.
I never did a small cucumber.
They have the little ones.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the dill pickles and stuff like that.
I don't know what the fuck they're called. They're the little ones, though.
Yeah, that's what they make dill pickles.
Okay, then those. God.
Jackie's like, yeah, leave me alone.
It's your size, so I don't know.
Yeah, don't make fun of me. No, but yeah, nah, man.
She put like two bananas in her mouth. Like the whole banana.
She didn't peel it?
No, yeah, like peeled.
Oh, I'm about to say, good God, man. I don't know, man. People just, that whole challenge is, there's always some new challenge going on, man. Yeah. Half the time, I really don't care. It's a fucking cucumber. Like, I'm gonna be so impressed.
You don't even like vegetables.
What's more gonna impress me more if you come over here and show me? You know what I'm saying? I don't care about you sucking at a cucumber. Damn, I slide my DMs. Let me know.
Definitely
want that. Real cute. With these calves, though. All right, man. But yes, I don't suck on lollipops or icy cubes. I suppose I just chop it off.
Okay.
Same thing with bananas. I break it off. Really? Wait, no, the banana, I think I'll just eat like, you know. Naturally, obviously, that's how you eat a banana. I'll just one by one. I don't chop it. I know there's guys like that I'll either break off the banana and we'll eat it like fucking sunflower seeds.
I break it off.
Really?
Yeah, like I cut it in half. Sometimes.
But I know some people, yeah, I know some people chop it up, but normally I just peel a banana whole and then I'll just,
you
know.
And put it in your mouth. Correct.
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
I'm just saying, you put it in your mouth. Like, where are you gonna put it? You ain't put it in your ear.
You just, hey, there's some freaky people out there, man. But
I guess.
But nah, yeah, the banana is the only thing I'll eat. I'll eat one at a time. I break it off with my, you know. Yes, I ate a banana, man. Leave me alone.
I'm not saying anything.
Fucking hate Jackie. You're gonna get me for this shit later. But all right, man. You wanna jump into our question box?
Shoot.
Or do you have any side
shoot,
topics?
Mother, no.
No? No side topics? No notifications for sports gaming?
No. Nah, I'm good.
All right, so we're going to jump into the question box?
Sure, shoot.
All right. Well, let's pick out shit. One or two.
Let's just go back and forth.
All right.
Heads or tails?
Which one is heads? Which one is tails?
It's just tails. Heads?
I'll go with tails. I bet we filmed a fucking Taco Bell packet. No, tails.
You go first.
That's hilarious.
If y'all not having this Diablo sauce from Taco Bell, what are you having?
I'm not... Huh. Okay, pretty dope.
He's not. That means, yeah.
No, it's a good question. It's a good question.
Oh, my good God.
Oh, I but. That was yours?
This is, that's funny. That's, cut back to back. Okay.
Right. It's not the same question, is it?
Oh, wait a minute. I think I know what that is.
The most,
let me see.
What the hell did I go ahead and grab my questions, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah. Okay. This one is more of,
Okay. Okay. You want to go first?
Yeah.
Or should I go first? I should go first. You go first?
You can go first.
All right. So, all right, this first question, it says...
There's a little background on that question.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the words correctly from what somebody told me.
Yeah.
So, I kind of just made up a little bit. I had to switch it around. But when we do have them on the show,
yeah,
we're gonna touch this question again.
All right. What's this one? Okay. All right, so... My question is, in order from most important to least important in your relationship, what's the order? Touch, gifts, communication, honesty, and time. So, obviously, again, when you're in a relationship, what out of those five, from, again, most important to least important,
like rank it,
how
one
do you
to
rank
five.
It?
Five being most important.
And for me, definitely number one is communication, for sure, man. Communication or honesty? Because they're both, those are definitely important, so... I might go with honesty, actually. Honesty, communication. No, I'm going with honesty. Yeah, honesty, communication, time, gifts. No, touch and gifts. Yep. That's it for me, man. Listen, honesty, obviously, you want to be... I want the relationship to be... That's how I want to start it off, being honest. You know what I'm saying? You want to always do that. Communication, obviously, you definitely want to, whenever something's wrong, I want you to come to me right away. Don't let that shit fester, because obviously you let it fester, it's just going to blow off into something much, much bigger. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And then time. You need time, man. Like, you need to be with your significant other. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. What was the last one I said? Gift? No, I said touch. Touch meaning what exactly? Just
like,
sexual? Is it
sex? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely important, because if they're not in it right or they're not doing something right, you're not going to be happy. You know what I'm saying? So, if it's not being done correctly,
so you rank
talk
that
about
fourth.
It. Fourth, yeah. Because okay. I think, I mean, yeah, like, sex is, yeah, sex is important, but I would definitely believe honesty and communication comes before that. Because if you are honest and you do communicate well, the sex is going to be bomb. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely going to be, more in tune with each other. So, I think that ranks a little bit below. Because, yeah, let me see. And gift, yeah, time. Like I said, you need to spend time with your significant other. And what's the last one? Gifts. Like, gifts you can do throughout the year anyway, so I don't think it's super important. That's what I look at it.
Right.
Yeah. What about you?
I think it's about almost the same thing that you said.
Yeah.
The other thing with me is, honestly, would probably be the first, and then time would be the second, because I don't have time.
Yeah. Wow. So, would communication be? No. Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Like,
I'm
I don't
trying to spend as much as
me. Right. There's, I don't. It's tough to work around my schedule.
Yeah.
So that would probably most likely be second, and then communication. I know it's. I suck at that. I lack at communicating. I'm the type of person that when something's bothering me, I will keep it in.
Yeah.
That's not what you do in a relationship. I don't think that's what you do in anything, any type of relationship.
Yeah.
But that's just me. That's how I am. That would always be third for me.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's important, but definitely honesty, time, communication, touch, and then gifts. Gifts,
yeah.
I don't really care about.
Gifts you can do anytime. You know, it's like throughout the year, then you just get something randomly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's
how I am
mostly, though. Like, I'm
going to
give you something out of the blue.
Yeah.
Not really, like, planned or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that'd probably be my order.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, man. That's it. It's pretty dope. See you, Jackie.
Yeah.
Know.
It
sucked.
So, like, yeah. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Yeah, I'm done with that, man. Like I said, you heard my order. Let us know what's important to you guys, like, in the comment or whatever. Let us know what's in the rank. How you rank yours?
I really wish when I wrote that question, I really wish I remembered what the exact choices were.
Yeah.
But like again, we'll have the person on and they'll ask us again.
Yes, I can't wait, man. It's been a while since we had a guest.
Yes.
All right. Jackie's
so
turn.
On a less serious note, my question, part two of last week.
What did we say last week?
Have you ever been the booty caller?
Have I? Y'all heard it? Not really. I don't think so. No. Nah, I don't think so. Normally, it's just always like the person always just comes to me.
Sure,
yeah, I don't really think I've ever been the booty call, man. Like, I'm not really even the type of person to be staying up that late to begin with. To be honest with you, but like 2:30 in the morning, I'm already fucking sleeping, man. Like, I ain't got time to.
Got the old man vibes.
Yeah, man. To be completely honest with you, man. You know, I don't really think I've ever been the booty caller. I think one time I was talking to my ex and I was just like, hey, just come over. I think I ended up cleaning the whole house in like 30 minutes. Yeah, I think I definitely remember that, man. It was definitely that. Yeah, I think it was one time we was talking. So I was like, yeah, why don't you just come over and like, you know, on Tuesday or whatever. I was like, you know, I'll be home or whatever. You know, I'm off, blah, blah, blah. So when I knew she was coming, literally I cleaned the house in like an hour or some shit. Not less than that, actually. I ain't never cleaned the house that fucking fast before. And clean. I'm like, god damn. I looked around like, what the fuck? Nah, that shit was really spotless and sparkling, Jack. I was just like, wow, all right.
Did you get some?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess cleaning the house was worth it.
Yeah. I ain't tell you about that story?
I don't think I
will. I'll tell you the rest of that. It's hilarious.
It's ringing a bell.
I'll tell you about it, man. But yeah, I really looked around and like the place was literally to me, it looked sparkly. I was like, what the fuck did I do? Yeah, mop. I mean, I normally mop, but I was just like, something is different. Like, it hits different, man. When you know you're getting some, yo, ain't nothing cleaner and faster than a dude know he's gonna get some.
sex.
What about you, Jackie? Have you been a booty caller? That's the question.
Yeah.
I know you've been, yo.
Don't let Jackie fool y'all, man.
Guilty on that one.
Jackie is a player, man.
What? Oh, no.
Jackie wants to pull him, she'll pull him.
You can't be saying things like that on here.
What?
No. Oh, yeah. I just got to end it.
In her past.
Yeah. Church going girl now.
Yeah, huh?
Church going girl.
Yeah, man. Jackie was here every Sunday now. I'm trying to pull me to go out. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm just playing.
Nah, man. Yeah, I have in the past.
Yeah. What was the latest you ever called somebody?
I think it was like 4-ish. Maybe.
God damn. Who actually picked up their phone at 4 in the morning?
I'm not going to say that.
Nah, it's just a rhetorical question.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it had to be like a 3:45 maybe.
You probably just left the club type thing, yo.
Yeah.
Right, see, because I don't see Jackie waiting up by 4 o'clock in the morning, but yo, where you at? You know?
Nah, I mean, that's crazy. They were out also, so it's not like they were asleep.
So they know what's going on, so you know what the deal is.
Pretty much.
So, third man, Jackie doing her thing, yo.
I like people like that. Like, when they know it's just like...
You're not coming over to fucking watch, you know, we're not, plant, yeah, go in my kitchen.
Right. You know, just...
Through, and know what it is, yeah.
You out. Kicked him out. she hit him with the. So what you about to do?
With those guns. No,
so what you about to do? Like what? That's the word. Those are the words I never want to hear, man. So what you about to do? Like what? Are you kicking me out? What the fuck? But yeah, man. That's funny though, man. That's funny. All right. So next question. Or
that's right.
You really wanted to try the Taco Bell sauce?
The Diablo sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just a little background on that. I told Sean that on this episode, I'm going to have him open this Diablo Taco Bell sauce
and you want to do it
pour it in his mouth.
Sounds so wrong.
Okay. It's a little weird. All
right, so what's up, man?
Literally. I guess I'll go first, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What is one weird thing about you?
What is one weird thing about me? What is one weird thing about me, man? I never thought about it.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Let me
of
see. God damn, I really don't know.
I don't have a couple weird things. I'm just a weird individual.
About me?
No, I thought it was like about you, like about yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out though. I never really. God damn. Yeah, I really don't. That's a hard one for me to answer. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Why? Because you think you're not
weird? No, I don't think I'm not. Everybody has a little weird tick to them for sure. But let me see. The weirdest thing I can say about me, let me see. You ever just be in traffic and you count the cars?
No.
Like I like what if I'm driving
I'm
somewhere?
Go ahead and pass on that. Like, I've never done that. No.
Not me being the driver, but when I'm the passenger, like I'll be in the passenger seat and I'll be counting cars. It has to be like for some reason I'm obsessed with the number 15, so I have to count like 15 cars passing by.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just bad weird. What the fuck is wrong with me, bro?
I've never. No, I don't think I've ever done that.
Really? No, I'm pretty sure you used to do this as a kid, not to go off track. You used to imagine somebody imaginary running along the highway.
Sorry.
You know,
I used to imagine myself?
No, no. You used to have like somebody imaginary. Like you just imagine somebody running along the highway, hopping on top of the cars and all that. You never used to do that as a kid?
No. The reason because like sometimes I'd get a little dizzy when I look out the window and like you're passing like trees and shit like that. You know how it looks like extremely blurry?
Yeah.
That's why I don't look out the window.
Yeah, because remember I was listening to a horror story actually and they took that imagine from like a kid's point of view. Yeah. And, like, they turned
I can definitely
like,
see that happening. I can see why a kid would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you never did that?
No.
Yeah. You know, like, it has to be, like, 15. Like, I count 15 cars on that. I'm like, all right, chill. I got to stop, man. What the fuck?
That's funny.
That's, like, the weirdest thing about me. What is tick about me? Yeah. And then I get, like...
That
kind of
sounds like an OCD type thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't do the whole trip. I'll just count 15 cars, and I'll just go back to doing what the fuck I was doing. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I don't know. If I look up again, I'll count another 15. It's fucking weird. I don't know.
So, it's, like, 15. Why didn't you play that number?
I don't know.
We're going to Vegas and you put everything on 15.
With my whole fucking bank account. Shoes, clothes. All right, guys. All 15, yo. If I lose, I get mad at Jackie.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, nah, no, I'm going to do that.
So what about you, man? What's the weird thing about you?
You
sing when people ask you questions.
What?
You sing when people ask you questions. Like somebody asks you a question, you look at them and sing.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, remember? See?
But like,
but nah, just fucking go ahead. Yeah.
Like I said, I have a lot of weird shit. Like I don't.
List a few, man. List a few. We got time.
I when I go brush my teeth.
Yeah.
You know how some people put the toothpaste on the brush?
Yeah.
I squeeze it and bite it.
What do you mean?
I gotta put it directly into my mouth.
The hell?
So like,
so I assume you just have your own toothpaste tube at home?
Yeah, I do. So like this one, this was like the straw.
Yeah.
The actual like toothpaste.
Yeah.
Like I would go like this and go.
Oh, okay. Really?
I still wear my brush though.
Okay.
That was a brush.
Ain't no fucking scraping your gums with a dry brush. I ain't bleeding at your mouth.
I do that.
What else?
Every time I leave my room, before I walk out, I turn around and inspect everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I do have a little OCD with the stove, too.
I feel like that's OCD. I don't know if it's a weird thing, though.
I think it's a low-level OCD, because, like, if I'm about to walk out the house, I'm like, fuck. Even though, mind you, I'll pass the stove, I'll check the stove, I'm about to walk out again.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, let me go check the stove real quick. Yeah. Like, I touch the knobs to make sure the knobs are turned correctly, then I walk out. That's... Other than that, I mean, once I leave the house, I don't worry about it, but before I leave the house, then I worry about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do that. And even if my room's a mess,
yeah,
like, I still have to see it how... Like,
how it is.
It's still like an organized mess, if that makes any sense. Like,
I
still know, like, the remotes, how they're positioned.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Trying to make sure nobody entered your room.
It's funny, though, because my mom, she'll do that, you know, like, if she's leaving, like, laundry or she's going to change something. And she will, you know, switch, move some things around. And, like, I instantly notice it. Like, as soon as I turn on the light, like, I notice something's missing.
Yeah.
Or something's off.
God damn.
In my closet, like, my jeans are from light to dark, and my clothes is from light to dark as well.
Gotcha.
So, like, if I go and pick something, like, I throw it on the bed. Like, if I change my mind, I throw it on the bed. Or if I hang it back and kind of just put it in the wrong place, it'll sit. It'll fester in my head, and, like, I have to, like, literally, like, open the door again and, like, get to where it's supposed to be.
That's hilarious, man.
So, it's like, I don't know if it's OCD or if it's just, like...
I think it's probably, like, a low... I think it's... If we all have low-level OCDs, though, I think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Low-level OCD for sure. Let me see. Do I have any one more weird thing about me?
I'm trying to think. Like, I have so many. Like, I feel like I do.
Yeah. I think that was just for me. I probably, if I think of more than a week, I'll definitely say, no, I'll put it on the next podcast that we do. But I can't think of any weird ticks right now, to be honest with you. Yeah, I think that was just for me. The whole counting cars thing. It was weird.
Yeah, that's funny. I never. I don't know. That's funny.
Yeah. Or, like, if I count more than 15, then if I decide to end it, it has to end on an even number. So, I can't end on, like, 35 or something like that. I'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like 36 or 34?
Yeah, if, like, it had something like that, it has to be an even number. So, if I have to count 36 and I see a 37th car, I'm like, fuck. Now, I got to count again and try to get to an even number. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking weird, man. I don't fucking know. Yeah, I think that's one of the worst things. I thought that was fucking strange. But, yeah, I think we all have low... Again, I think it's a low-level OCD because I don't do it all the time. Like, when I'm at work driving, I don't give a shit. I just want to get in and get out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That'd be very dangerous trying to count cars while driving. So, it's not to the point where, like, it's endangering me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. You want to do one more question? Or do you have one more weapon?
I don't know. I can't think of it. I feel like the toothpaste thing is the weirdest thing I do.
Like, I just assumed Jack had her own toothpaste.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would hope so. But, like, that's how I have to do it. Like, yeah. I feel weird when I put the toothpaste on the actual brush first.
Yeah, mine has
Which has happened to me before.
Yeah, we definitely crumped this one up.
This probably won't be, like, a lot That is not good. You don't open up a piece of paper and go, oh, it's like divorce paper or something.
All right, so
Did
you want to do you want to end this one as a cliffhanger?
Let me see. Let me check it out.
Figure this one be a good cliffhanger.
Oh my! Yeah, sure.
Throw that one under the bus.
Leave it right here because then you crumple it up and then you throw it.
Yeah, because I think we had this one before. Just the way it looked. All right, so one more. What did happen?
I want to talk about that again.
All right, you probably remind me. All right, so I'll go first this time. So
this one actually kind of good cliffhanger-y also, but you know what? I think we should just go for it.
I'm not too sure what this one was about. I think you fell asleep.
I'm not sure.
It just said...
Hold on, wait, let me see. Read this one. It just said, not out loud, just like read it.
So my bad, guys. Give me a quick sec. We just... Oh, shit. Damn, this one's... You want to do two cliffhanger questions? This is actually pretty good.
I don't know. I feel like... I'm not sure what this is.
I was like, It the Clown or something? If it's It the Clown, no, he's not worth it. You
should forget. Yeah, we're just gonna do that one. We're gonna try again.
I figured that you probably wrote that one like late at night.
That's probably the last one. I don't know. What do you think? Should we or should we not?
Do two cliffhanger questions? We can save
that
one.
Pick one or the other.
I think we should do this one cliffhanger.
Okay.
And we'll just answer that one.
Alright.
So you want me to do this one too?
Depending on what that is. Is that like a deep one?
Would you rather?
Wow, this is not.
What the fuck?
It's not even in the right pile. What's going on here?
This is
a,
oh, this
would you rather?
Oh shit!
Okay, we just gonna have to pick another one.
What's
going
on here?
Sorry, guys. We apologize for this unprofessionalism. Is that even a word? Is that?
Yeah. Say that? Unprofessional. Yeah, we're professionally unprofessional. We'll be alright. All right, so. Oh, okay. This one's pretty dope. You want me to go first?
Sure, sure.
All right, so what would you do if the love of your life was horrible in bed?
Oh, she was horrible.
Yeah, horrible in bed. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, all right, so just to start off quick, that's where it comes in with, like, communication, man. Like, if they're horrible in bed, sex, I think, believe, is something that you can always get better at. Because I'm pretty sure we could all remember when we first had sex, correct? It probably wasn't freaking porn star level mind-blowing, you know what I'm saying? So, if the person is horrible, whether you're male or female, your girlfriend's horrible in bed, your boyfriend's horrible in bed, whatever it is, talk about it, man.
Yeah, of course.
Literally talk about it, because they can get better at it, you know what I'm saying? But
what if they're stuck on one way, though? Like,
nah, you have to tell them, bro. Like, look, man, we got to switch up. You can't, if you, look, I forgot what comedian said it, man. You know your relationship kind of still in bed if your girl or your boyfriend gets in a whatever position before you even say
you
it.
You
even
ready, yeah.
Yeah, so if every time my girl gets into doggy style, she's like, well, I don't know what this dude about to do. I'll just turn it over now. Like, yeah. Oh, damn, yeah, my girl's in doggy style for me already. Like, oh, you should think about that, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you think people actually catch that? You think people
probably not, nah, because if again, that's what it comes. If you don't say anything, they're gonna think that they're doing
the right thing.
It's like a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're at your job and you constantly doing a certain task a certain way, and literally nobody says anything to you, in your head you think, oh, I'm doing this correctly. So, and all of a sudden you're gonna come out and talking about, oh, you're not doing this correctly. What do you mean I'm not doing this correctly? Ain't nobody never told me that before.
15 years.
Yeah, like, yeah. So yeah, man, like, talk about it, because they can get sex and get better with time, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, it's gonna suck for them to hear that. Like, well, damn, you think you're putting it down, but you're not, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So, like, when do you think it's okay to talk to them about it? After the first time?
Maybe the second time. You know, the first time, you know, if that's your first time hooking up, you know, people have off days, you know what I'm saying? So, the second time around, you realize, like, damn, this shit really is terrible. Like, what's the fuck's going on?
You instantly talk to them about it?
Sometime after that, like.
Then they're gonna be like, so the first time you faked it.
But the first time, it could just been off day, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? Dude could have pulled his hip, you know? Shorty back was hurting, she couldn't throw it back. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, yeah, the second time, like, definitely talk about it after, like, hey, so, you know, for the last two
times. I think
times,
if you see yourself with this person, right?
Yeah, if you see yourself with that person, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, clearly, if it's just a hookup, I'm not going back to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, if
yeah,
I feel like sex wasn't great.
Like, that never happened.
Yeah. If the sex wasn't great, look, if the girl don't hit me back, I know what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I ain't put it down, huh? Because she don't get back to you, then you probably didn't do it right. Yeah. But yeah, man. Just, I mean, yeah, if I'm with this person, then yeah, I'm going to talk to her about it. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way I look at it. Like, look, babe, this, something's not right. It's off. You want to try some new stuff? You know, bring toys into the bedroom, whatever it is. Just spice it up, man. Spice it up, people.
Yeah, of course. Communication is key throughout your whole relationship or through whatever the hell it is you got going on.
Yeah. Spicy life from going.
Yeah, you have to be able to feel. I feel like there has to be a level of comfort between you and the person you are going to sleep with.
Yeah.
If you see yourself with them for a while. Because if there's not comfort, then you're not ready to try different things. Like, you're not ready to spice things up. You know,
right.
You know, you're just going to be stuck on the same
maneuvers and positions and shit. Yeah.
And that causes a lot of, like, that could go, like, if you don't talk about it, that causes a lot of strain on your relationship.
Yeah,
and then
you start resenting that person.
That turns to cheating.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Here comes this dude with his whack dick, so he putting it down. Or here comes this chick with her dry ass, you know?
Yeah, Sean just felt it.
But nah, I'm just saying both ways, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you're gonna say, oh, this dude with his whack dick, this one with a whack vagina. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna start resenting that person.
He said the word vagina. I get done.
All right. I ain't wanna be too vulgar with it. But, yes. All right, man. Wanna?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, man. You wanna end on our? Did you have one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So one more question, then we'll head into the.
So maybe we should just end it.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we're gonna. We're gonna end on the cliffhanger question. You really just toss it back in there. All right, man. So this one says, "What would you do if you walked in on your partner masturbating?" So there it is, folks. Again, what would you do? You walked in on your partner masturbating. You know what I'm saying? So we can answer that question on the next episode. Pretty sure it should be a fun one. A lot of sex topics today.
I know.
Yeah, man. I have no fucking clue.
Anyways, y'all know.
In the future, man. Let me check my DMs after this. You never know. Yeah, man. All right, guys. So we're gonna get the hell out of here, man. Like I said, you heard the question. We're definitely gonna answer it on the next episode. So, like I said before, man, spread the word. Let the people know where the podcast is being heard from. Stitcher, Google Play Music. Jackie got something to say.
I was lucky when you said spread the word. I was gonna say, and your legs. My bad. I was just so sorry.
But if it's trash, tell the person about it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Like I said, it's on Stitcher,
Google Play Music, iTunes,
and
SoundCloud.
Yeah, man. And you know what it is, man. Don't forget to hit the email. And we're gonna get the hell out of there, guys. So don't forget to grab your drink, man. Kick your feet up, and we thank you for pressing play. Peace.